I'm Adam El Rashidi, here with Newsy's top headlines for Thursday, May 6th. The head of the European Commission says the 27-nation bloc is ready to discuss proposals to share the technology behind COVID-19 vaccines. President Ursula von der Leyen's announcement follows the White House's decision to support a waiver of patent rights for the shots. The European Union is one of the world's largest producers, exporters, and consumers of vaccines, but has so far resisted the push to remove protections. The EU's support is crucial for any proposal to be approved by the World Trade Organization. Meanwhile, India hit another grim record today, topping 400,000 new coronavirus cases for the second time since the surge began last month. The Indian government is scrambling to set up large oxygen plants to meet the rising demand, which one official said has increased sevenfold since April. A measure of relief might be on the way, though. The U.S. and several other nations are rushing to send supplies to help support India's fragile health system and boost the production of COVID-19 vaccines. And Tokyo is extending its state of emergency until at least May 31st to curb infections. The move raises questions about the city's ability to safely host the Olympic Games this July. Tokyo's governor has voiced concerns that mutant strains of the virus could lead to the current surge rivaling the third wave that crested in January. Still, Japan and the International Olympic Committee insist the Games will proceed as planned, though foreign spectators will not be allowed to attend. More headlines are coming up soon. For now, check out some of the other stories we're following on Newsy.